The first operational helicopters took flight in the 1930s. Widespread production of the aircraft didn't occur for another decade after that. However, inventors were experimenting with prototypes for much of the early 20th century. The first patent was for a craft here on the high plains. The inventor's story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Each day, The American Countryside brings you a new and interesting feature from somewhere across the nation. This Christmas, you can bring a piece of The American Countryside home with you or give it as a gift. Our stories have been transformed into books and CDs that will keep you entertained at home or in the car. Just go to AmericanCountryside.com to see the entire collection of books and CDs from The American Countryside. Be sure to leave us a note so Andrew can personally autograph your items for yourself or a friend. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com, where we always provide free shipping.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
They were railroad workers with an imagination.
William Purvis and Charles Wilson were the two creators of the Goodland flying machine. They worked for the Rock Island as machinists, and in their spare time, they developed the plans for a helicopter, a flying machine.
Karen Anderson says 6 years previous, the Wright brothers made their first airplane flight. The first helicopter was designed much like a drawing by Leonardo da Vinci.
It's got two sails at the top that rotate counterclockwise direction. And then you have the base, which has the two engines mounted with three wheels as a base. And then it also has sails on either side to help with your side movement.
Perhaps most remarkable was the inventor's ability to raise funds for the project.
They created the Goodland Aviation Company. The guys sold $30,000 worth of stock in their company to raise funds for building the helicopter. It was a locally supported project. These are all locals buying $30,000 worth of stock. This is no small undertaking.
There are two different accounts of the first flight. One has it rising a few feet in the air, then crashing to the ground when a guide wire breaks.
The other account, which is certainly more thrilling, it takes off and flies 20 feet into the air like a crippled praying mantis. It flies into a water tower and it disintegrates, showers everybody watching with water and parts too.
The machine did make history, though.
That was the end of the helicopter. They did get it patented, so we hold America's first patented helicopter.
The patent was granted in 1912. Parts from the original, plus a life-size working model, are housed here at the High Plains Museum. Traveling the countryside in Goodland, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.